Is Man of Steel Superman dead in the Flash movie universe? DC Studios released the official trailer of its long-awaited project, The Flash Movie, on February 13, 2023. And, while the trailer video features some familiar faces as Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck's Batman and Michael Shannon's General Zod return to reprise their roles, it has one powerful cameo from the Man of Steel timeline. Not it's not your Superman but a Supergirl. Yes, you are reading that right, it's Sasha Calle's Supergirl. So, is Man of Steel Superman dead in this new universe created by Barry Allen? We'll certainly get on that today. Speaking about the trailer first, the Flash movie trailer sees its titular character Barry Allen traveling in two different timelines to save his mother from the horrifying events that took place earlier. And while he travels to the past, Michael Shannon's General Zod traps him. Stuck with no one to help him, Barry calls Michael Keaton's Batman out of retirement, while Ben Affleck's Batman and Sasha Calle's Supergirl also joins him to take on the final battle against the villains. One of the most anticipated projects of 2023, the Flash movie, will be more than an Ezra Miller film featuring the return of classic DC characters and a Supergirl debut no one would have expected it to be. Quarreling against the odds, as our superheroes travel to the Man of Steel timeline, they cannot spot Henry Cavill's Superman anywhere. Why? While we were uncertain about the answer, watching the Flash movie trailer on a loop has erased some doubts. Needless to say, we'll share the collected pieces with you today. Is Superman Man of Steel dead in the Flash movie universe? So, it was June 14, 2013 when we met Henry Cavill's Man of Steel, building the roots of the DC Extended Universe. And, as Superman Man of Steel DC movie was the first installment of its extended universe, stakes were higher, and so were the expectations. Although, reviews from the 2013 Superman movie state that Henry Cavill failed to live up to the bar and did a modest collection of $668 million globally. After Henry Cavill made his DCEU debut with Man of Steel, he reprised his roles for Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice and Justice League, respectively. Despite both films failing at the box office, Henry Cavill's Superman Man of Steel DC movie character succeeded to left a remarkable impact on the audience. But since the constant failure of Superman films imposed a threat on DCEU's future, announcements of films like The Flash and Aquaman 2 also couldn't assure anything until and unless their theatrical release. As of now that we have the Flash movie trailer, and the video clip teases us with Superman's cape, it compels us to question, is Man of Steel Superman dead in the universe created by Barry Allen? The official footage suggests that similar to the comic book storyline from The Flashpoint, the Flash movie's Barry Allen will also travel to the past, despite Ben Affleck's Batman warning him not to do so. And precisely, Barry regrets his decision to fall under the trap of Michael Shannon's General Zod. In a series of events, as the film's titular character mentions the world he created with no meta-humans, the trailer video takes us to a glimpse of a worn-out Superman suit and cape, possibly hinting at death in the Man of Steel timeline. In the Flash movie universe created by Barry Allen, meta-humans appear in the DCEU timeline after the Man of Steel events hinting that Superman is dead. Not just that, but there are more mysteries about other superheroes, including Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Aquaman, and The Flash. Contemplating the Flash movie travels to the Man of Steel timelines where we have Michael Shannon's General Zod return, and not of Superman, it feels like Zod is behind the death of our classic superhero. Much like Superman's absence, chances are higher we may not see the other heroes, including Wonder Woman and Aquaman, and the Ezra Miller starrer will bid farewell to the DC superheroes existing since Man of Steel. And, of course, how can we forget Sasha Calle's Supergirl? As she appeared replacing Superman in the Flash movie trailer, maybe she has our answers for the whereabouts of Superman. Why is Man of Steel Superman dead in the Flash movie? Despite James Gunn's beginning to develop a new Superman story the previous year, Henry Cavill still was the only face for the Superman movie Man of Steel character. And, while his fans were keen to see him don the Superman suit again, Black Adam's post-credit scene bringing his cameo left his fans anticipating his large appearances in future superhero films. After all, Superman entering Black Adam's end credit scene can't be a small twist either. By the film's end, Fans were certain they would surely need Henry Cavill's Superman again. Everyone out there only waited for the official confirmation. But since Henry Cavill confirmed his exit from the franchise, his cameo in Black Adam makes no sense. In the Instagram post, Henry confirmed his exit reads, "I have just had a meeting with James Gunn and Peter Safran, and it's sad news, everyone. I will, after all, not be returning as Superman. After being told by the studio to announce my return in October, before their hire, this news isn't the easiest, but that's life. The changing of the guard is something that happens. I respect that. James and Peter have a universe to build. I wish them and all involved with the new universe the best of luck and the happiest of fortunes. For those who have been by my side through the years, we can mourn a bit, but then we must remember Superman is still around. Everything he stands for still exists, and the examples he sets for us are still there. My turn to wear the cape has passed, but what? Now considering Henry Cavill's Superman is dead in the universe Barry Allen created in The Flash, the Ezra Miller story can do something different from the comic book story of the Flashpoint. Speaking about the future of the Flash in DCU, nothing can state as such. Thanks to the controversy around the show's leading cast, Ezra Miller. When filmmaker James Gunn was questioned about the Flash's essence, he said it plays a major role in resetting the DC universe so that the new films and TV series lined ahead for Gods and Monsters can begin from its ashes. Having said that, we can still enjoy the Flash movie even though we won't see our Superman in the Man of Steel timeline, we can settle with a Supergirl and two Batmans returning in the time travel universes. What do you say? Are you excited to watch the self-contained story of Ezra Miller, releasing on June 16, 2023? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below.